Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict on Wednesday told the people of L'Aquila he hopes to visit them as soon as he can, and that he shared their pain and worries. He was speaking during his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square.
In primo luogo, rinnovo la mia vicinanza spirituale alla cara comunità dell'Aquila.
He renewed his spiritual closeness to the town and surrounding communities, which have been hardest hit by the violent earthquakes which began early Monday morning and have left over 200 people dead and thousands of others injured. The Pope drew attention to the prompt response of the civil authorities and volunteers to the disaster and said their work shows the importance of solidarity in overcoming these ordeals. He offered his prayers and asked for the mercy of the Lord on those who have died and the maternal comfort of Mary for the victims' families and for the survivors of the disaster. The Vatican's press office said the Pope's trip would occur sometime after Easter. Meanwhile, an estimated 17,000 people have been left homeless by the earthquake. Communications officer for Caritas Internationalis, Michelle Huff, spoke with us about the plight of the people affected.
They're facing the challenges of basically having left most of their possessions in their houses, not having access to their basic needs apart from what they're getting through aid agencies, the food and the support they're getting through aid agencies. And also they're facing a lot of uncertainty because no one has any idea when they'll be able to go back to their houses. And for the people who've totally lost their houses, we're looking at a situation that could go on for a very long time. Many people are being housed in tents at the moment, or even they're sleeping in cars because they're afraid to be anywhere that might be dangerous. And I think one of the main things is that it's a very traumatic time for them because there was a main earthquake in the early hours of Monday morning, but there have also been many aftershocks, some of them quite powerful. There was one here in Rome last night that people felt quite strongly.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.